competition more extreme, a lazy dude like me has limited ticks to ponder the melodrama. You would be God to understand. I washed out like the profile of a cloud against the clouds. Could feel the spinning globe sucking in comets and gravities. The dying sun living lost into eternal permafrost. Had premonitions the inessential ape consults before he slows the pace of his investigation, loses interest in the matrix of his findings. Come dark nights, you wish you was hermaphrodite. A tree self-propagating, a single cell in need of no one, that nature had a son to kill, enemies to inspire, secrets to enlighten, daughters to defile, that there could be a plot, an art, an answer to the question. With maudlin reverence, newscasters beleaguer us by, oh, why God, why? The truth is hard. No poem's long enough to tell of it all. No poem's brevity suggests its void. One poem needs a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. A silence to the seventh power. Still, for all these words, I have not said what is behind me. I do not know what is behind me. I do not know what is ahead. I do not know right now. I cannot parse the animation of my arms to find the missing frame. Do not understand the harbor's quiet continuity. Just what's behind me needs to push. And when it does, I'll break, no questions asked. So what to say, but oh, what fun to see the moon in mourning, the Christmas lights around me, shining like the cordial gel a cherry bleeds inside its bell. Not knowing how life would trend that day, at whim of chief executive obfuscator, Wall Street banker, poetry teacher, presidential contender, snake-charming constant brinksmanship, at risk of fuck on global scales, every day the amusement park, we all go along for the gamble, at risk of you, at risk of me. If there is meaning in my morass, you will feel me how the sun's a little pretty, and tomorrow is convincing. But both are very limited, in the promises they make against great odds. One haze in which the beautiful mirage revealed itself mirage, and speeding quickly toward baboon. All frontiers of my identity exhausted by tied to the shit passions too powerful to sink in the sand. Not knowing, I would only boast to know if I'd said anything at all about what was past, what was in store. As January days begot January days, and as I landed in a day, faintly reminiscent of the day before,